There we are, that was Manu Chao and Di Luna. And before that we had Louis Prima, Just a Gigolo. And before that we had Fats Domino, I Hear You Knocking. Yeah, we just had a little musical interlude there. How are you today? It's 2:15 on 14th of July. And you're listening to Colourful Radio. And you can call, of course you can, 0844 8400 194. We are talking homeopathy and malaria. Medical experts believe that holidaymakers are putting their lives at risk by using homeopathy to beat malaria. Medical experts have described the practice as outrageous quackery and dangerous nonsense. And an investigation into the use of homeopathy was published recently by the Lancet. And investigators pretended to be about to embark on an African holiday, and they contacted a variety of homeopaths around the country, including a leading high street pharmacist, and they were recommended to take alternative remedies over conventional anti-malaria pills. And that's just a tiny bit worrying. Professor David Colquhoun from the University of Central London joins me to discuss the advice. Hello.
Hello there.
Thank you very much for coming onto the programme.
Just a quick correction first. It's David Colquhoun and it's University College London, not the University of Central London.
I do beg your pardon. I do beg your pardon. What was your reaction to this story today?
It was shocking. It was not the Lancet, though. It was Newsnight who did it. Well, initially it was a charity called Sense About Science and followed up by Newsnight.
Oh, right then.
So you had another little...
Okay, and it's in all the papers today. Doctors don't rely on homeopathy to beat malaria. Doctors warn, so doctors are out in force.
Yes, quite right too.
Okay.
Perfectly simple. The medicine doesn't contain any medicine, so how can it possibly do any good?
So it seems to me that we need to go right back to the basics to find out from you what is malaria, what it does, and what the pill that you take needs to do to counter it. So can you start from the beginning? What is malaria?
It's a disease caused by a parasite, Plasmodium, various varieties of Plasmodium, which gets into you and kills you. In some cases, it can be quite lethal. The death rate from malaria is enormous. I think about 6,000 a day. I should say I'm not a tropical diseases specialist, but a pharmacologist, but it's an enormously important disease, especially in Africa, of course.
Well, and the reason I ask that question is people are not... Well, I don't know. We hear about it in the news so much, and the deaths from malaria. However, people think that they can go out and find something that hasn't been tested, maybe. Homeopathy is not such an established part of the medical tradition in this country. They think they can get away with it. So I thought we really need to know. Malaria, you can't mess with it.
You can't mess with it. No, it can certainly kill you, and it does kill people in this country, a few people, but of course most people aren't exposed to it.
Yes.
So something like 2 million people, I think, go to countries where malaria is prevalent, and 2,000 come back with malaria. Not a very big proportion, but 2,000 is 2,000.
Okay. And
that's why we don't hear so much about it. 6,000 a day dying worldwide.
Yes. What are the side effects that people will come back with when they have malaria, when they get malaria?
Oh, they have high temperature. They have pains of various sorts. It may not immediately be obvious that it is malaria. It needs to be diagnosed, and of course, the sooner it's diagnosed, the better chances they have of surviving it.
Right.
But it's some varieties of it are really quite lethal.
Right.
And they're treatable.
Yes.
The treatments aren't perfect. It's been a long-standing quest of pharmacologists to find better malarial treatments, but there are treatments that mostly work if you've got it, if you get them. Not, of course, homeopathy, where they're just sugar pills, don't contain anything at all.
Well, for some reason, people who have been to countries where malaria is, it's possible to get malaria, and they come back and they have a headache and they feel a little bit low on energy, and they think, all right, my first point of contact with the medical tradition is going to be the local homeopathist. This is because they are having a mere headache, perhaps, or a mere low on energy day.
It could well be, yes. If they're homeopathically minded, they might well do that, and they might well die as a result of doing it as well.
Right.
If it's not diagnosed.
An anti-malaria pill, what does that contain?
There's a number of different drugs. chloroquine, doxycycline, there's several of them.
Exactly, what are these doing?
They're often used in combination, in fact.
Right.
And there's well-established dosages of drugs which you can take if you're going to malarious country, and you should do. Most people on that say don't do it. Most people don't do anything, actually. But if you go to an area that's bad for malaria, like Ghana, one in 150 come back with it.
Yes.
It's not a huge proportion, perhaps because it's not a huge proportion, people get blasé about it, but it adds up to a lot of people in the end.
Well, my best friend at college went Ghana, came back, started losing weight immediately.
Yeah.
The weight just fell off of her.
And then she had malaria.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Had she taken any preventative?
She had done all of that, take your malaria pills on holiday, start taking them, give up taking them halfway through the holiday.
She gave up taking them. She didn't follow the instructions.
No, she didn't follow the instructions. That's a common. Don't you find that that's a very common story?
Oh, it is. It is quite common, unfortunately. Yes, yes.
Prince Charles is a very strong backer of alternative medicine.
Yes, I don't know how he is as a prince, but at medicine he's a bit balmy, I'm afraid. I mean, this is he's just quite irrational about it, which is a pity, really, because one would like the people in that position to set a better example, do good rather than harm.
Right.
Sorry if that sounds a bit blunt. Bango's my knighthood.
Bango's your knighthood. Possibly Bango's mine. But I do agree with you. If he wants to support the alternative medicine industry, he could probably do it in different ways, I would have thought.
Yes, I mean, I suspect he's well-intentioned, just not terribly educated in it. It's sort of interesting because publicly, in speeches, he's been sort of playing down homeopathy, and he goes for things which are slightly less controversial, like acupuncture. I mean, not actually all that much less controversial, but they're not so obviously useless as homeopathy is. And he doesn't talk much in his public speeches. He gave one to WHO last month, which homeopathy wasn't mentioned. But if you look at the Prince's Foundation for Integrated Health, there's plenty on homeopathy there.
Mm.
I mean, he's not, I fear, entirely open about it either. The big speeches are tailored to the wide audience.
It is actually quite complex because the pharmaceutical industry is thought of as being too big, too abusive. There's lots of politics involved, and people are trying to, I don't know, come away from it and not support it, and perhaps boycott it, maybe for political reasons. It's a very many layered subject, isn't it?
Yes, I know how they feel. I mean, ever since, well, perhaps around 1980, the time when Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan came to power, and also the Ayatollah Khomeini.
We remember that time with affection.
Yes. Using your brain and sort of went out of fashion, and making money came into fashion.
I remember that also.
We sort of live at the moment in an age of delusions, which I hope maybe one day will pass before too long. But at that time too, the drug industry ran a bit out of steam. They were finding it harder and harder to find new drugs, and they certainly behave at times in ways which is quite unethical, almost as unethical indeed as the homeopathy industry.
Mm.
Don't forget that alternative medicine is also an industry and also worth a great deal of money.
And you say unethical. That's strong.
It's unethical to sell sugar pills labelled as something which they don't in fact contain.
Mm-hmm.
For £5 a bottle, yes, that's unethical.
Right, okay.
And to pretend that they're going to do something to you, that's unethical in my view. That's just my opinion.
So you would be happy if people treated alternative medicine as, I don't know, faith healing or something like that?
Yes, yes, of course, there's placebo effects. People will feel better if they take anything, or somebody talks to them nicely. You'll often feel better for that reason. It's not anything to do with the medicine you took, not specifically. It's not to do with what it contains. Indeed, if it's homeopathy, it doesn't usually contain anything at all. So it couldn't possibly be to do with what it contains, but just the act of swallowing the pill, especially if you've paid. I mean, it's that sort of ironic. The more you pay for it, the more inclined you are to think it's done you good.
The more inclined you are to get better.
And the more profit the homeopathic industry makes.
All right, so we need to...
They're both industries, the big drug industry and the alternative things. They're both money-making propositions, and they both make lots.
Okay, all right. Well, let's start at the beginning. If people are going on holiday, they need to check out whether the place they're going to is a malaria zone. So there must be a website they can go to find that out.
Yes, the Health Protection Authority is the place to go.
Okay. And the other thing they need to do is go to their GP and find out what jabs and what pills they need to take.
Yes, well, any competent GP will know or be able to recommend them to the right place, or they can find out for themselves on from the Health Protection Agency website, which has very specific instructions for what to do if you're going to a high-risk area like Ghana, West Africa.
Right, okay. What other advice would you give to people who are not sure whether they're going to a zone or coming back from, or whether they're sure whether they've taken each and every pill? What should they do when they come back from those areas?
It's very important that they should stick to the instructions. If you stop halfway through, you run partly the danger of getting malaria yourself, as your friend did, you said.
Yes.
Also, it's worse for generating resistant bugs. Drug resistance is a big problem with these things. There's an anti-malarial that comes from plants, which tends to be more favoured, at least, by the alternative lobby than things like chloroquine, simply because it comes from a plant. Of course, lots of drugs come from plants. There's nothing novel about that.
Right.
The artemisinins, they're called, come from Chinese wormwood.
Right.
And that's something that does work. It's not homeopathic, of course. It's a drug that comes from a plant, regular drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's not recommended, though, for prevention, because it doesn't last very long in your bloodstream. And it's important people don't take it for prevention, in fact, because otherwise you're going to get resistance to that too, because it's an important drug for the most severe forms of malaria. Once you've got them, that's what it's used for.
Right.
So it shouldn't be used for prevention. You need to... Yeah, it's all on the HPA website.
Okay, and that would be www.
Just give me a tick and I'll Google it for you.
Well, yes, exactly. I could have done the same thing. The Health Protection Agency, if people Google that, and then they will come right up. Well, thank you. You've given a very strong reaction to today's story, I have to say.
Well, it makes me sort of angry that these people who have no training in anything are just acting under delusions. I mean, even the head of homeopathy, the Royal London Homeopathic, says that it's a wicked thing to do.
Make such claims.
Yes,
right.
I mean, medically trained homeopaths on the whole don't go into this malaria stuff.
Well, yes, and let's make that clear. There are the medically trained, and there are people that you might call the quacks. But
well, I think the medically trained ones are quacks too, to be honest. But they don't do harm because they steer away from the serious conditions.
Do you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to get one of them on and counter some of it. Well, to argue their case, I think we're going to have to do that at some point in the future, because I can just feel some of my listeners out there fizzing with fury and saying,
good.
It's all wonderful stuff. But I am
Remember, there's a simple thing. The medicine contains no medicine, if you're talking about homeopathy.
I will remember that.
As simple as that.
I will remember that for that interview when it comes up. But I am very grateful for your strong views. I've really enjoyed speaking with you. From the University College London, is that right, this time?
Yep, University College London.
And
the website is www.hpa.org.uk.
.org.uk, that's what we wanted.